American.
On the phone now, we have Mark White, a professor and chair of the Department of Philosophy at the College of Staten Island, CUNY, and he is an author and a very interesting man who's written a book called The Virtues of Captain America. You know, that's a cartoon character that we'll all remember from our childhood days. And, you know, the virtues that Captain America had were the kind of the, like the things that we still hope that America still has today. Anyway, welcome, Mark, for joining us on Smith Sabatino.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What was the motivation for you to write The Virtues of Captain America and use that as your main protagonist?
Well, having been a longtime comic book fan and a fan of many superheroes, Captain America always struck me as embodying those virtues that I think we took for granted back in his old World War II days, and we've kind of forgotten about now, and we tend to think are anachronistic or old-fashioned. People call them a relic. And his brand of moral thinking usually is characterized as black and white, simplistic, reductionist. And I really want to show that that's not true at all, that he uses his core values like honesty and integrity and courage, along with judgment, to adapt them to current situations. And I think we can do well to follow his example today.
Define the five basic virtues that you write about in the book of Captain America. What were they, and do we still have them today?
Oh, sure, we definitely have them. Things like courage and integrity and perseverance are values that we have and virtues that we still follow, but we often don't think of those as our primary motivations for doing things. We tend to think more in terms of the consequences of our actions. And what I'm really trying to argue for in this book is more of a concentration on who we are and what our actions say about us as people, rather than just do our actions lead to good consequences in this case.
Was it easy to meld your knowledge of and experience of philosophy into a comic book character that talks about the way we are and ought to be?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think that's a perfect combination. I've worked for years on introducing basic ideas of philosophy to superheroes with the books I've edited in the Blackwell Philosophy and Pop Culture series on Batman and Watchmen and Avengers. And this is my first time writing a full-length book all by myself on one character. And Captain America, just because of his core attributes and virtues, was a prime example to do that with.
Can Captain America and people reading this book help us today achieve the greater unity and civility that we seem to be missing occasionally in this country?
Absolutely, Roland. I think you really can, because one of the key things about Captain America, besides his basic moral virtues, is the fact that he always puts principle over politics. Many times he's butted heads with the United States government over one policy or another, or they've asked him to do things that contradicted his own values. And he holds his government up to the same moral standards that he holds himself and other people up to.
Mark,
and it's this devotion to principle that I think if we all, looked at our core values and core beliefs, especially when we're arguing with somebody over some issue of social policy, if we emphasize and recognize the things we have in common and the values that we share, we can discuss our differences more civilly and more productively.
Mark Carl Sabatino, I have a question, and maybe not answerable, but I'm not sure. I'm going to give it a go. Captain America always stood, as you noted, for the righteous and stood for the things that are good about this country. That's why we call him Captain America. But are you trying to identify with that as the core of the virtues, or are you looking at this in a more esoteric way, if you know what I'm saying? Can we apply this to the rest of the world? Is it just an American thing? And I guess that's the reason why I'm asking the question.
That's a great question. And in the comic books, Captain America has been asked that himself by different characters. And the explanation he's always given, and I think it's a good one, is that he grew up an American, and he learned these values as an American from his mother, mainly, from watching leaders like FDR. And he applies these values to the entire world. He is a very cosmopolitan patriot. In other words, he believes in American values, but he believes those should be extended to the world. So he doesn't really see himself as the protector of America. He sees himself as the protector of the world and not just advancing American interests.
Applying what I used to define as, and I still do and hold with great reverence, they call them the great generation, the generation of the people that came out of the Depression and fought in World War II. I consider them the greatest generation, hands down. I don't believe we would be able to duplicate what they did today, and I do believe that they were just remarkable in every way. Yeah. Sense of purpose, sense of direction. I have a feeling that's what you're looking for here. Can we capture that again? Can we grab that moment again? Roland, your thoughts on that? I'd like to hear from Mark, too.
Go ahead.
I think so. In fact, there's one great storyline, the Captain America storyline called The Chosen, written by David Morrell. And it's a near future tale where Captain America is dying. He's trying to find a way to continue his mission. And they develop some psychic machine to project his spirit into other people. And he finds a young soldier over in the Middle East and tries to inspire him to use his courage and his integrity to further Captain America's mission. And at the end of the storyline, he explains that it's not just you that I'm talking to. I'm trying to find everyone in the world, because everyone in the world can be better, can be kind, can be helpful, can be righteous, if they just try hard enough, and if they care, and if they want to. And that's what we really have to do. It's not hard to do. It's hard to want to do and to stick to.
How would you answer somebody who would say to you, boy, isn't that a little Pollyannic?
I'd say a little bit, yeah. But on the other hand, to deny that completely is just, I think, overly cynical.
That's
really realistic.
I've been called Mr. Pollyanna most of my life. I love the up tempo of it all. I like the direction. It's moving ahead down that righteous road, regardless of the circumstances.
Mark, if you could do the cartoons today and write the storyline in addition to your book, what area of the world would you focus on now for Captain America?
Well, some of my favorite Captain America stories took place right here. I mean, he doesn't have to go overseas and tackle some international conflict. He's best, I think, in dealing with situations here, both as a superhero, a member of the Avengers, fighting bad guys and fighting off alien invasions, as well as inspiring people here at home to be the best they can be and to try to live their lives and pursue their happiness while also caring about others and watching out for each other.
Where do people get the book, The Virtues of Captain America?
I hope they can get it anywhere. I know Barnes & Noble's carry it, Amazon carries it, all sorts of online retailers carry it.
Well, we want to thank you very much for joining us on Smith Sabatino, and good luck with the book. I'm in the midst of it at the moment and really enjoying it.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff. That's just terrific. And I got to thank you, Roland. You always manage to find such interesting topics. And regardless of where we go with this in our broadcast, I just found that to be fascinating.
Intelligent man.
Yes.
Obviously, professor of philosophy. And he's taken the simplistic character of Captain America, or a cartoon character, and put it into an arena that all of us can understand, because most of us truly want to have courage, want to have virtues, and be good, just generally be good.
What was the expression? Do the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we all want to do the right thing. We don't always do the right thing, but we try to. And I kind of felt that's where we were going with this, in terms of his his moral stance, and he's positioning us that way. And, well, we can all use a little bit going the right way. Couldn't we, Ronald, every now and then?
No, I mean, indeed. You know, I mean, Mark White, the professor and the author of Captain America, you know, worked on the Blackwell philosophy and pulp culture series on, as he said, on Batman, Superman, Iron Man, Green Lantern.
Yes.
And The Watchmen. I never saw that. But, I mean, I remember as a kid reading those comic books.
I did, too. And I loved them. And I guess now he's kind of brought it all back full circle.
Yeah.
Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. We continue on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.